The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, from Ulster Bank woes to a Donegal company that's thriving in the pandemic, husband and wife team Libby Carton and Rick Levert took a leap of faith 8 years ago when they ditched their graphic design agency to start their own brewery, Kinnegar. It began as a pilot facility in their back garden in Rathmullen and now produces 800,000 litres a year and exports across Europe. Rick, we'll start with you. One thing that's always struck me about your brand is the names of the beers. You've got Scraggy Bay, Low Tide, Devil's Backbone, Big Bunny, but will you start by telling me about the inspiration for the name Rust Bucket?
We had a lovely Irish terrier for about 10 years. His name was Rusty. He was often referred to as Rust Bucket, but then Rusty also kicked the bucket just as we were starting up the brewery. So we thought we would immortalize him with the beer, and that became Rust Bucket. Other names like Devil's Backbone or Yanarati. Yanarati is the name of the field that was next to the original brewery. The way we see it is nobody really needs to be able to identify the name. It's not as though we're picking out kind of a recognizable landmark, but it is kind of telling a bit of the story of where the business has come from, where the beers have come from, the inspiration for what we do. There might be a few people, within a very, very small circumference in Rathmullen, in Donegal, that might know, that field next to the brewery is called Yanarati, but even there, it's a small handful of people. Scraggy Bay is a little bay on the side of Lough Swilly. Lineburner is a sea pinnacle just kind of off the tip of Fannet Head.
Tell me about calling yourselves an independent brewery as opposed to a craft brewery. What is the difference?
The term craft is a complicated term. It can kind of smack of elitism at times, and that can work. That can definitely work against small brewers if they're being kind of, I suppose, pushed into kind of like the elitist corner, which is we don't think we're elitist, and we certainly don't want to be elitist. We want our product to be accessible to, the broadest possible kind of market out there.
Libby, take us back to the beginnings of Kinnegar Brewery. The two of you met in the US, spent years together in Berlin, Dublin, then Donegal. Was it always about making your way back to Donegal?
Not consciously. I've always loved coming from Donegal. I just love this place. And I suppose I took it for granted that I would end up back in Donegal. I was wise enough not to tell that to Rick when I met him in New York back in the late 80s. I think he probably can't imagine that he would have ever ended up in the life that he has now, but he has. So we took a circuitous route from a few years together in New York, 7 or 8 years together in Berlin, and then via Dublin back to Donegal, where I think we both feel very at home now.
And before there was Donegal, Rick, there was Berlin. I wonder, how much of an influence did Berlin have on your appreciation, fascination with beer and the whole culture there?
It certainly did impact it. I mean, I would have always, I suppose, been interested in, and drunk my fair share of beer. Many people always ask us how we ended up making beer, and I said, well, it started with drinking it. And so the accessibility of these really, really kind of well-made German beers, I think, did awaken a bit of an interest. We ended up in Berlin more on a whim, I would call it. We'd been living in New York. I've been living in New York for about 8 years at that point. Libby had been there for about 3, so we overlapped for 3. And then we just gotten to a point where we felt that it was, it's important to go out and see something else and experience something else. We quite literally went to Berlin because we had a friend who lived there, and he was going to be going away for a year, and his apartment was available. So we said, okay, let's try that. So there was no real deeper reason to kind of go to Berlin. But one of the things that I did do, I had studied film in New York. One of the projects that I did kind of early on in my days in Berlin was I got a research project through, it was a film museum in Potsdam, just outside of Berlin, to do research in, basically the history of East German film, which was looking at films from, the late 40s up until, the wall came down, so the late 80s. And it was pretty fascinating. I mean, one can argue about the quality of a lot of the films, but as a window into, you know, the history of a region of Germany, it was quite a fascinating project.
Certainly niche. Libby, Libby, tell me then, the two of you have worked together a lot of your professional working lives, you know, in a private agency, you've owned agencies together. What in all of that experience of working together then prepares you from being graphic designers to deciding, okay, let's go and start our own brewery in Donegal?
Good question. Yeah, my career path has been very linear. I've been a graphic designer for most of my life. But the thing is that I think a good designer actually is prepared for a lot of aspects of business. I worked with a lot of businesses, and if you pay attention to what the businesses are doing and need, you're learning a lot. And eventually you get to the point where you might be able to apply that knowledge to something you're doing yourself. So in many ways, it was a natural enough transition. Design is also about problem solving, kind of creative problem solving. And that's probably the main characteristic that you need for running a business of any type. It was fairly seamless from my point of view, and I believe from Rick's. We have, I suppose, different areas of expertise. I tend to get tied up with little small details of implementation, whereas Rick is kind of the bigger thinker. So we complement each other well, and that was the case, I think, during when we were in design practice together, and it has translated into the brewery as well. But I certainly believe that designers are naturally programmed to be quite good at project management and problem solving.
So which of the two of you then was the one obsessing about the chemistry, biology, the engineering, the cooking that goes into all of this, and probably starting your own beer in the bathtub at first?
Yeah, that would have been me. I was certainly the one who kind of delved more into the making part of it, basically learning how one makes beer.
And the pilot facility at any point, was that a bathtub, the back of the garden?
It wasn't. No, not quite the bathtub. It was quite a nifty little facility. We produced 50 liters at a time. It wasn't super high tech, but it wasn't, you know, too homemade either. Too rough and ready. It was all done as professionally as we could, but no bathtub.
And Libby, was there any interesting visits from the health and safety officers or the revenue at the beginning to look for compliance, even if it felt a little bit homemade at the time?
Well, we did have the environmental health officer and managed to keep her happy. And we had a very amusing visit from revenue. There were probably four or five of them that came on the trip. A lot of it because of curiosity, because there haven't been any breweries in Donegal. So this was something kind of new and interesting. It was amusing because the first thing Rick had to say to them was, "Gents, I'm going to have to take you in one at a time. This is quite a small brewery." So they looked at it one at a time or two at a time. And, you know, our experience of revenue has always been that they're extremely helpful and pragmatic. And they said, "Right, OK, we realise that we don't have too much to worry about just yet, but keep us posted on what's happening." And we've done exactly that. And in the meantime, of course, they now make quite a lot of money out of us. So I think everyone is happy at the end of the day.
And at this time, Ireland is emerging from recession. When you decided to go for it, like, was it a case of putting your own monies in, taking a risk, going to the banks, finding financial supporters to really scale professionally?
Yeah, in the beginning, you know, it was partially our money. We did have some small investors, kind of family and friends who invested in the brewery. In the first stage, we never spoke to the banks. We didn't think that the banks would support it, to be quite honest. It was in the midst of the recession. You know, the banks really were sick cases themselves, and so we didn't speak to the banks. We didn't feel that they would support it, but they have subsequently kind of our later phases. We did get some bank lending for, you know, the second brewery that we built.
And because your pitch is about local, Irish-made, independent brewing, does that make that pitch harder now because it is saturated, Rick? And you have a lot of bigger brands trying to demonstrate that they're niche, maybe without using that big mothership branding. Is it harder now to compete?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a very, very, very competitive space. There's no doubt about that. When we kind of came out of the blocks, you know, there were gaps in the shelves. those gaps are long gone. There's a lot of different breweries that are competing for a small space in the shelves or a small space on the bar, you know, when the pubs are open. In the main, I think that's quite positive. You know, it means that, you know, everybody who's competing has to be, you know, at the absolute top of their game.
And Libby, over the last 11 months of global pandemic, what has that meant for a small business such as yours? Are people drinking more of your product because they're sat at home on the sofa in front of Netflix?
Who would have thought it but a year ago? But in fact, it has turned out to be a positive thing for us. People can go to the off-license or order online and get cans and bottles when draft isn't available in pubs. So it's been a fantastic opportunity for us to actually get new people who wouldn't necessarily otherwise have tried Kinnegar because it mightn't have been available on draft in their local pub.
And any difficulties, Rick, when it has come to the last 11 months when it comes to maybe sourcing materials and just the supply chains and all of that?
In the main, everything we've been able to kind of work through small hurdles. So yeah, some supply chains have kind of slowed a little bit because maybe a business has not been able to kind of operate up to their normal speed because of the pandemic. But I think the one issue that's probably impacting us the most and is impacting kind of other breweries like ourselves, there's a very growing shortage of cans. You know, you'd have a lot of breweries around the world that are shifting their draft production into a canned product because the pubs and restaurants are closed, and so suddenly you've got quite a spiking demand for cans, and the manufacturers are just not able to kind of keep up with the supply. So we are okay. We have a supply secured, but it's not without difficulties.
And Rick, it sounds like Libby is the detailed execution person. It sounds like you're the big ideas, trying to imagine the future and work back from there. What is it like working together day to day? What's your advice to other couples maybe thinking of doing the same?
Yeah, I think we'd both be quite honest about it. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. We don't agree on everything. And I think that's actually quite normal, and it's probably to a certain degree quite healthy, because otherwise, you know, you need to have the different viewpoints and the different, you know, sets of eyes coming in and looking at something and, you know, trying to bring in different experiences to solving different problems or, you know, making plans for the future. But you know, sometimes that can be carried over into your private life, and that's where, you know, it does require, you know, discipline. You need to be thinking about it. You need to be kind of very aware of where the carryover is coming, and that's not easy. There are times where things can get quite emotional and heated kind of at some point, and it is quite difficult to kind of keep that separated, or keep the two sides of your life separated. So there's, for a lot of people, it might not be a good idea to go into business with your partner. It's maybe something to be avoided.
Libby, what would you say to that?
I would agree with Rick. Entirely. It's very difficult. To me, one of the most difficult things about it is when you're very, very busy, and we've been very busy all our working lives together, but I suppose the last 8 or 9 years with Kinnegar have been particularly busy and stressful, and you don't have time to do anything else. So your whole world shrinks down to the business, and therefore it's very difficult to have other things to talk about and other interests, and to make time to maintain relationships with friends so that you have other people to talk to. It's all consuming, and I think that's the most dangerous aspect of it.
And Rick, are you glad you ended up in Donegal?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm very, very kind of happy here, very comfortable here. We've been in Donegal since about 2002. And the first couple of years, you know, I certainly found that there was a bit of getting used to Donegal, and it's not so much that it was Donegal, but it's just that, you know, we were going from having lived in an urban environment, whether it was, you know, New York or Berlin or Dublin, and that definitely took a little bit of getting used to. But there's few places that are as you know, spectacularly beautiful as Donegal. You know, even on our bad weather days, you know, there's almost always a, you know, a bit of a drama about the environment that you know is quite inspiring. So I'm quite comfortable here now.
And Libby, for you, is there a sense of pride that you're helping create employment in a rural community and a place like Donegal that in the past has had its unemployment problems?
It's tremendously important, I think, to both of us, being able to create something that people in Donegal can get behind. We've been recruiting recently for a couple of positions, and to me the loveliest thing is to be able to give a job to a Donegal person who's looking for decent employment. And we've had a few people that we've been able to bring back to Donegal because there have been positions here, and it is tremendously rewarding to do that. And also to be able to work with other good Donegal businesses that are, you know, suppliers to us, and know that there's a knock-on effect. So yes, it's very, very important to me and something I'm extremely proud of.
Okay, well, Libby Carton and Rick Levert of Kinnegar Beer, thanks for joining us.